Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Biomarker-based ABCAF risk scores for personalized treatment to reduce stroke or death in atrial fibrillation. A registry-based multicenter randomized controlled study. This multicenter randomized controlled trial evaluated whether using biomarker-based atrial fibrillation better care risk scores to guide treatment decisions improves outcomes in patients with atrial fibrillation. The study informed investigators of each patient's ABCAF stroke, bleeding, and heart failure risk scores to guide multidimensional treatments. However, the full results and clinical implications will be crucial to understanding its impact. Article number 2. Ivabradine in patients undergoing non-cardiac surgery, a randomized controlled trial. This randomized controlled trial investigated ivabradine, a selective heart rate lowering agent, to prevent myocardial injury after non-cardiac surgery. The study compared ivabradine to placebo in patients at risk for atherosclerotic disease undergoing non-cardiac surgery, aiming to reduce perioperative myocardial infarction without the hemodynamic instability associated with beta blockers. Article number 3. Three-year follow-up of the NOTION 2 trial. TAVR versus SAVR to treat younger low-risk patients with tricuspid or bicuspid aortic stenosis. The NOTION 2 trial's three-year follow-up compared transcatheter aortic valve replacement versus surgical aortic valve replacement in low-risk patients aged 60 to 75 years with severe tricuspid or bicuspid aortic stenosis. The study randomized patients to either transcatheter aortic valve replacement or surgery, reporting on midterm outcomes. Article number 4. Sacubitril valsartan and prevention of cardiac dysfunction during adjuvant breast cancer therapy, the PRADA 2 randomized clinical trial. The PRADA 2 trial assessed if sacubitril valsartan could prevent cardiac dysfunction related to anthracycline and trastuzumab therapy in breast cancer patients. This randomized placebo-controlled trial evaluated the cardioprotective effect of sacubitril valsartan on left ventricular ejection fraction and cardiac biomarkers during adjuvant breast cancer treatment. Article number 5. Redefining the genetic architecture of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, role of intermediate effect variants. This study explores the role of intermediate effect variants in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a genetically heterogeneous disorder typically linked to sarcomere gene mutations. It investigates how these non-Mendelian genetic variants with moderate effect sizes influence disease expression, aiming to refine the understanding of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy's complex genetic architecture. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.